Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise on tonight. He says, anoint us. Vicky Yoey said, anoint me, Lord, today as I go along my way. So we thank God for the supernatural power of God working in and through our lives on tonight. We are not here by circumstance. We are not here by chance, but we came to pray. We came to seek the face of God. We came to pray one for another that we might be healed. I know healing is on this line. I know deliverance is on this line tonight. I know restoration and forgiveness is on this line tonight. And we thank God that abundance is on this line tonight. As we pray, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost already. As we pray, hallelujah, expect God to move. Expect to win. Expect God to do something different. We said a word on Sunday. Behold, he said, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? So I thank God that he's up to something wonderful in your life and in my life. And can't no man, can't no devil, can't no hater stop it. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you tonight. Thank God for those that will call in while the broadcast goes forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm excited. There's a stirring in my belly tonight. There's a stirring in my spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus. Because we ought to get excited and stay excited about the things of God. I know the world is up to something. And I know the culture is going in a certain direction. And I said it Sunday as we talked that many people use this phrase, the devil is busy. I hear that often from the saints of the living God. The devil is busy, Pastor. The devil is busy. Yes, he's busy, but we can put him out of business. Hallelujah. We can put him out of business. We are connected to the right one that can put him out of business. Amen. John chapter number 15, verse number 1, and we're going to pray. John the 15th chapter, verse number 1, and it says this, people of God, Jesus is speaking here. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it so that it could be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must, my God, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, she will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask. That's what we're doing tonight. We're praying. We're asking God. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory. Everything is supposed to be to the glory of God. This is for my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. It is the will of God. It is Jesus' desire. It is the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, for you and I to be fruitful and to multiply and to increase and to be productive. And Jesus says that if we separate from him, it's not going to happen. The plan of the enemy, the plot of the enemy, the strategy of the enemy is to get you separated from the Savior, to get you and I separated from the things of God. And prayer allows us to stay connected to Christ. Hallelujah. The devil, the deceiver, it grieves my heart. Yes, I've been saved 24 years. I thank God that since being in the church, I'm still in the church. But I know over those 25 years, the devil has hit me with certain areas, certain situations, and certain circumstances to move me away from Christ. I know I got an amen somewhere. I got hit hard a couple of years ago with cancer. I mean, hit hard, and nobody knows just how hard I got hit. But the devil is a liar. I'm connected to Christ. He said, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And we got to pray for those who have been deceived. Pray for those who have left good churches and good pastors. Pray for those who are being seduced and enticed out of good marriages. Pray for those who allow the enemy to get in somehow and some way through wolves and sheep clothing. We got to pray for leaders in a very elect of God that is being deceived in this hour. It says those who are strong, those of us who somehow stay connected to the kingdom, those of us who the devil can't get the upper hand on, he say, pray for those who have been less fortunate. Pray for those who find themselves weak. Pray for those who find themselves struggling. And that's why we come to this prayer line. We're praying one for another. We're praying for the backslider. We're praying for the one that got deceived. We're praying for the one who has not stayed connected to the vine. He said, you can't be productive unless my word remains in you. I see my life, and even our youngest daughter called us with a blessing phone call, and she's into the word of God. She went on a retreat. She got closer to God. And as a father, that's one of my greatest joys in this world. As a father, seeing a 19-year-old young person hungering and thirsting and having an appetite for the word of God, it blesses me, and it's one of the reasons that led me to the scripture tonight. If my word remains in you, and I told my baby, get that word in you, because the devil can't mess with somebody that got some word in them. Come on. The devil's afraid of people that got some word in them. That's for new creation. Word Wednesday and Sunday, you get that word in you. Tonight, as we pray, you get Christ in you. And he says you stay connected to the tree, and y'all are the branches. I am the tree. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a powerful people. We thank you for a productive people. We thank you for a prospering people on tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, those on this prayer line, we are staying connected to you. We are staying connected to the tree of life. We are staying connected to our Father who art in heaven. We are staying connected to God the Son through the power of Jesus Christ. We are staying connected through the power of the Holy Ghost. And now in the name of Jesus, we are going to bear fruit. God, I thank you that our marriages are working. I thank you that our businesses are prospering. I thank you that we're growing financially. I thank you that we are growing spiritually. I thank you in the name of Jesus that we are bearing fruit. We are multiplying. We are increasing. We play it at New Creation every Sunday. I'm a winner. I decree and declare everybody is a winner on this line on tonight. You will win in every area of life. You are never defeated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we find ourselves down, but we're never defeated. It's the plan of the enemy trying to use discouragement and disappointment to disconnect you from your destiny. But don't let them do it. In the name of Jesus, the devil is still a liar, and there is no truth in him. So we came to this prayer line praying that you stay connected to Christ, praying that you stay connected to his church, praying that you stay, if you got good pastors, stay connected. Glory be to God. We are praying that no one will be deceived by this devil of this world. No one will be deceived by the wrong boyfriend or girlfriend. No one will be deceived in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, from those sent by the enemy and not by God. Yeah. So in the name of Jesus, God, give your people discernment. Give us a spiritual eyeglasses and insight. Give us the ability, God, to detect those who don't have the things of God in mind for us. I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are fighting. You said, Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. We realize we're in a war tonight. We realize that the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. Glory be to our God. So, Lord, I thank you for supernatural strength. We're going to pray the will of God. It said Jesus, when a stone throws away, and he prayed and he asked his disciples to pray, could you not pray with me for 1 hour, he said. And they fell asleep. Glory be to God. And he said, pray that you enter not into temptation. And it's recorded in the Gospels. So that means he prayed loud. That means he prayed earnestly. That means he prayed something fierce that it can be recorded what he prayed. Oh, glory be to God. And we are here to pray. What we bind will be bound. Come on. What we loose, it will be loose. So, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that the people of God came believing in prayer. They believe, God, your word, that apart from you, we can do nothing. But connected to you, we can bear much fruit. So, God, don't let the devil lie to anyone ever again. We're never failures because we're connected. We're never losers because we are connected to you. It may not turn out the way we want it to turn out, but you said ask whatever we want according to your will. That means we got to know the word of Christ. That means we got to understand the teachings of Jesus. And then we pray correctly the word of God, the will of God, and then we get what we ask of him. The scripture is not out of order. The devil is the one lying to us, saying you have unanswered prayers. Saying God's not hearing you because you're not living right. The devil is not telling you the truth. It's not based on us being getting every area right. None of us are worthy sometimes for the things of God. But when we pray, we're standing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. When we pray, we are righteous because he is righteous. Come on. When we pray, it's not us. But it's the Christ in us, the hope of glory. We shatter every plan of the enemy. Yes. We destroy every plot of the enemy. Yes. We tear down every stronghold of the enemy. Yes. We tear down every familiar spirit that's yes. trying to enter in. Yes. We come against every demonic demon on assignment.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we say, Lord, have your way. As Pastor continues to pray tonight, know that you're staying connected to Christ. Not that you just have bear fruit. You will bear fruit now, and you will bear fruit continually in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
And hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We just need to go ahead and praise God
Jesus.
Because he's worthy.
Woo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy, Lord. You're worthy.
Glory
we love
Jesus.
You, Lord. We bless your
God.
Name. We magnify your name,
thank
oh God.
Lord.
We exalt your name.
We
you are worthy
God.
Of the glory, worthy of the honor.
No
you're
worthy,
oh God. You are worthy of the
yes,
praise.
God.
And we praise you all today, God. You, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank
you alone
you.
Are worthy, God. We praise you. We worship you. We
yes.
magnify your name, oh God. We exalt your name, God. We lift your name on high, oh God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it.
Yes.
We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your presence on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person. We thank you for every person that's on this prayer line tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every household. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every family. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for every marriage, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for our children
yes.
on tonight, God. We praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for financial breakthrough on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, there are some people that are still yet believing you for financial breakthrough, God.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray, Father God, for a supernatural breakthrough in the area of our monies, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and you add no sorrow with it, God.
Yes.
We thank you that riches and blessings and riches are in our home. We thank you, Lord, that blessings and riches are in our household.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to get wealth. We thank you, Lord, that you provide for all of our needs according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath. We thank you, Lord, that you always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus by his blood. Lord, we bless your name. We worship you. No weapon formed against us can prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we press, having not arrived. We have not arrived, but we press towards the mark, the prize for which you have called us heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
forgetting
God.
Those things which were behind. But we press forward. Hallelujah. Striving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus,
name
we thank you,
Jesus.
Lord, for the crown, my God, that's given to every believer, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We thank you, Jesus, that we are a peculiar people, chosen, my God, a royal priesthood, my God, hallelujah, that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. My God, we were not a people, my God, but we now are, my God, hallelujah, a people, God, with power. You have filled us with power, dunamis power, to be your witnesses in the earth realm.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, as we daily put on the full armor of God, that we can defeat any enemy that comes our way. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
so even though the devil may try it, we declare and decree today that it won't work.
It won't work.
In the name of Jesus, as we stay connected to the vine, that we will abide in you and you abide in us, and we will bear much fruit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the pruning. We, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, as we bear fruit that you prune us. So that we could bring forth even more fruit, God. So we praise you even in the pain of the pruning, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way.
Have your way, God.
Have your way. Have your way on this prayer line. Have your way in every life.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way in every home. We pray for Sister Shatika today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her, that you would keep her, that you would give her wisdom, that you would gird her mind, that you would, Father God, put a hedge of protection around her. We bind up every demon on assignment, my God, in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory over her life. We declare peace over her life. We declare power over her life. We declare that no weapon formed against her will prosper in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you that she's coming through the fire. She's coming through the storm. God. She's coming through the waters, oh, God. She will not be overtaken by the water. She will, the fire, the flame will not, my God, rest upon her. My God, she will not come out smelling like smoke. My God, in the name of Jesus, but she will walk through this thing and come out like pure gold. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for every person that's going through a storm on this prayer line. We declare victory over their lives. We declare breakthrough over their lives. We declare peace and prosperity over every life. We declare supernatural divine provision over every life. In Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line as we open up the phone lines. Have your way and touch every life.
Jesus.
Touch every life.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We have trees of righteousness on this line tonight. fruit bearers in the name of Jesus. We thank God as we continue to abide. You press one on your phone. We're going to put you on the air and pray with you, pray with us. We thank God. We see a hand raised already, and we're going to take this first caller. But those of you who wish to continue in prayer, even if it's a praise report, you never know your victory or whatever, how small or big, how we can encourage someone that may be going through something similar on tonight. That's what this prayer line is all about. We are here one for another in the name of Jesus. So we're taking our first caller on tonight, and this is area code 678.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I could sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Holding me in your arms, you my shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right there all along. I've never known a love like this before. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Pastor Anthony, that word that you said when you started the prayer line, that belonged to me. The devil has been attacking me for the last couple of weeks, but I had to put my armor of God on. I spent a lot of time by myself talking to the Lord, and he speaks to me, and he's been speaking to me. And I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name, and I know that I will have the victory because the devil thought he had me.
Ah.
But I will have the victory because victory will
yes.
be mine. And so I know that God is going through this with me, so no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and he does have a hedge of protection around me. And for the people that are on the prayer line, you know, it does feel good to just spend alone time with God and just talk to him and let him know what you're feeling and how you're feeling, because he will put something in your path to calm that storm. So I just love God so much. You know, I feel that I have grown a lot in God, and I always seek him so he could direct me and, you know, just give me a word of which way to go. And he has helped me through these past weeks. So I thank God. I love God. He's close to my heart. And there's nothing hard for God. Everything's possible with him. He will make sure that you go through that storm and come out with the victory. So all I want you to do is pray. I'm just asking for prayer as the Lord directs you. I'm happy with everything. I'm not complaining about nothing. I'm just happy in the Lord, and I just want you to pray however the Lord leads you.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for those words. Amen. To God be the glory. You do belong to Christ. Amen. Jesus said he is the tree, he is the vine, and you're one of his branches. And as we pray tonight, I know more branches and more souls are being saved even as we speak. But we thank God that you have bared fruit through your son, through your witness, through your singing, through your joy that you spread to so many other people. You are so productive in your Christian walk. You are really the light of this world and the salt of this earth. So we thank God, amen, that you are a witness, amen, a living testimony of the goodness of God. And that's amazing, yeah, as you say, even through all the attacks, even through all the warfare, even through all the disappointment, you know that God has you through his son,
yes,
Jesus Christ. So we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this light. We thank you for this witness. We thank you that Sister Maria God always has a song in her spirit. The joy of the Lord is her strength. It's like an anchor that keeps her foundation strong, God. No matter what happens in her emotions or personal level, mental level, no matter what's going on in her body, God, she chooses to praise you. Oh, I feel God.
Jesus.
She chooses to honor
you,
Lord. She chooses to say amen anyhow.
Yes,
she chooses to say hallelujah in spite of. So God, only you can do that in a human being.
Yes,
only you can do that through a woman of God. Only you can do that through an earthen vessel. Only you can do that through a mere woman, God, in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you for her life. I thank you, Lord, that no matter what happens, she's standing. She's standing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No matter what happens, God, she's putting on her armor daily in the name of Jesus. And she's opening up her mouth and she's blessing you. She's opening up her mouth and declaring that you are good. She's opening up her mouth and saying, Lord, bless me and bless me indeed. So, God, help her to bear more fruit. If you're pruning, God, if you're pruning that she can bear more fruit, oh, I thank you for the fruit that will remain. I thank you that her son going to make her proud. I thank you for this mother's heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Even give her those personal desires. Heal that body, God. Mend every broken area in the name of Jesus. Fix every crooked place. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. And God, do it, Lord, as only you can.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I know the word of the Lord is in her mouth.
Thank you.
I know that word is in her heart. And I know she loves
you,
God.
Thank you.
So, as we read that scripture tonight, thank you for letting your word remain in her. And thank you that she remains in you. She comes faithfully to this prayer line.
Hallelujah,
she comes
Jesus.
Faithfully to the things of God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
So, Lord, help her to bear fruit.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
and
you.
Let many people see what it's like
Lord.
To serve you.
Thank you,
so,
Lord
God,
Jesus.
In spite of the warfare, increase her love for you.
Yes, Lord.
Increase
thank
her
you.
Desire for you. And
Hallelujah,
increase her hunger
Jesus.
For you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Well, to God
thank
be the
you.
Glory
Amen.
To you. Continue to stand, continue to stay strong, and continue to sing. Stand, sing, and stay strong, because God's going to get the glory.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. God bless
you
both. Thank you, Jesus.
God
bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. She is a blessing.
Stand, sing, and stay strong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stand, stay strong, and sing.
Wow.
Amen.
God be the glory.
God be the glory. Yeah. She's a
praiser.
Yeah.
You know, and that's for everybody on this prayer line. There's power in your praise. My God, you'll be amazed at what God will bring you through when you have a praise in your heart and a praise coming out of your mouth. It's amazing. The devil expects us to complain. I mean, yeah, we will cry, but we ain't going to stop praising God. We will cry, but we won't quit praising. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You know, I preached a sermon a long time ago, you never should have made me cry.
Yeah,
they never should have made me cry, because I came back more power, with more fervor, with more zeal, with more praise.
Man.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're going to keep praising God no matter what. And I thank God for Sister Maria that she won't let the devil make her quit.
Mm-hmm. He can't be.
My God.
Yes.
God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to take another call. Area code 111. God bless you. Area code 111.
God bless you. This is Barbara. How are you guys?
God bless you. Good to
see
you.
We're doing well this
evening.
God bless.
I'm going to give a quick praise report and then a request prayer. I had sent a message to Pastor Rebecca, but just for anybody else that's listening, because last week you guys prayed for a family member of mine that everyone has said that, well, several people, doctors and the emergency room people had said that she had had a mini stroke. And you guys prayed and they sent her to a neurologist this week. And he said what their intention was to send her to the neurologist for them to adjust her medication. And the neurologist said that she had not had a mini stroke, but that she had had a migraine headache and they were going to run some more tests.
God.
Yeah, so I'm just, I just wanted to share that because in the face of all those other people and her family members that were around her, her children, in the face of all of them, that she came back and gave that report, said, I did not have a mini stroke. I said, of course you didn't.
Oh, Lord. That is so awesome. Yes,
and,
yes.
My prayer request for tonight is for the young boys in our family. My family is very large, and I just felt it on my heart today. Because we do have several that are autistic, but in particular on my heart are the young boys. It's just so dangerous out there right now, just for protection over their lives and for salvation in the households. And then on a personal note, I'm on a timeline to have some repairs done on my property. A timeline that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and it's serious business with the city, and just for God to either grant the resources or the favor to help me get out of this situation, or I've been bearing under it now for over a year, but I need a turnaround on that, and just been standing. I've seen God move and change up stuff and change policies and move people and just make all kind of miraculous things happen. And I just stand believing that that's going to happen. I just in this situation. So just prayer for me on a financial restoration of the physical property here for me and for just covering of protection over the boys in our family, please.
Well, we're going to lift that up before the Lord. To God be the glory. Let's go before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you even for that powerful testimony, God, of the misdiagnosis of the medical, Father God, situation concerning her relative. We thank you for the praise report in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. You are God and God alone. We thank you that it wasn't as serious, Lord, as they thought. We thank you that the family, God, came together in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a powerful outcome of God, your goodness in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Even as we pray for the young men, Father God, the males in this family, which is, Father God, extended. Hallelujah. beyond Barbara tonight, beyond, Father God, those in the name of Jesus that may be listening. We thank you for these young men, even that artistic spirit, God. We thank you, God, that you can do anything but fail, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for regulating thoughts. We thank you, Lord, that you're a mind regulator in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that they will move on to be fruitful and productive and live as young, godly men in the name of Jesus. Fathers and uncles and, Father God, those protectors of the people that they love, the women in the family, in the name of Jesus, let them rise up and become boys to men. And I bind up that spirit, Lord, trying to stereotype these young men, trying to, Father God, ostracize them and oppress them in the name of Jesus, trying to classify them and label them. But the devil is a liar. These are kingdom men. I decree and declare it. Kingdom men of valor. Kingdom men of God. Mighty men of valor in the name of Jesus. There'll be husbands and fathers and business owners, God, in the name of Jesus, movers and shakers of this world, protectors of their wives and their children, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So help them to get through school and college. Help them to be productive, Lord, whatever they a choice of career is, military or athletics or business, Lord, or entrepreneurship, whatever it may be, God, hallelujah. Let them be the leaders, the matriarchs, and the patriarchs, Lord, that the women will look up to. Glory be to God. So I bind up any spirit that's contrary to their destiny, any spirit that's contrary to their future, any spirit that's contrary to the plan of God for their lives, in the name of Jesus. They will not be statistics. They will not, in the name of Jesus, fall into the plot and the plan of the devil. In the mighty, I feel God right there. In the name of Jesus, I see a protection. I see a refuge over these young men. I see an angel. I see a glory cloud over these young men, because you brought them before the throne of grace. I see God guarding his investment through the blood. Bloodline. Yes, your natural bloodline, but God has, hallelujah, I plead the blood of Jesus over every male, even the females in this family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage, over every situation, God, over every member of this family, Lord, young and old alike. So, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. And, God, concerning this property, concerning these guidelines and these deadlines, concerning these ordinances and these must-dos, God, concerning these upgrades or what it needs to be done, oh, you are God and God alone. You can influence and move whatever you want to move. You can alter and change whatever it is that needs changing. You said we have not because we ask not. And we're just touching and agreeing, because she already said she's seen your goodness in the past. She's already seen you working miracles. She's already seen the hand of the Lord turning every negative situation around. So, God, right now, she need a modern-day blessing. She need a right-now miracle. She need, God, you to move on behalf of this situation concerning the city or whatever ordinances need to be in place in the name of Jesus. So, God, make a way for it to get done. Release the resources. Give her favor, Lord, how to make it happen, that all the needs can be met. God, give her wisdom. Give her a godly strategy on how to get it resolved in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give her wisdom. Give her godly insight, who to talk to. And as she talks, Lord, as she has the word, speak through her heart, God. Speak through her mouth, Lord, on what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we believe that every need is met. According to Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of our God, and everything, Sister Barbara, that you need will be added unto you. So concerning this property, concerning the monies needed, concerning the people that you will be dealing with and involved with, I believe God's favored outcome is already upon this situation. Yes. I know his grace and his mercy is suffice. So, Lord, I thank you that you've already intervened. I thank you that you already interrupted anything the devil tried to do.
Yes.
I thank you, God, that she would even have a praise report concerning this.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God, and I believe them young men in your family, middle-aged, young, doesn't matter, they are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And I understand there's an indictment on so many young men, but not in that family. I thank God that the supernatural prayers have already gone ahead of them, and God has already did what he needs to do to protect them through your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I believe a praise report is also going to come back concerning that property and all the things that need to be done. God's going to make a way. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Just like God turned a minor stroke into a migraine.
A headache. Look at God. Look at God.
They meant to write migraine.
Yeah.
God said, I turned it. God turned. Oh,
a minor stroke.
God turned
into a headache.
My God, he turned a minor stroke into a migraine.
Look,
my God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
So God can override anything.
Yes.
He can, like you said, Barbara, he can do anything. So we're excited and we're praising God with you and just expecting you preach on Sunday, Pastor. Expect the greater.
Believing God for greater.
Believing God for greater.
And that's what you're doing, believing God
Amen.
For greater. Because now you're in a situation where you know you need God to show up. So your job is to believe him and you believe and receive, and it's going to happen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory. Hallelujah. I thank God she lifted up a prayer for the young men, Pastor.
Yes.
The young
yes.
men. It doesn't exclude women, but we can see through our culture what's going on in the masses sometimes with young men.
Yeah.
I thank God these future fathers and business owners and these people that would be, glory be to God, great citizens of this great nation will be productive. That's what we talked about tonight, producing, being productive, being
yeah.
fruitful. So I thank God that we can be fathers and husbands and the men of God that he's called us all to be in Jesus' name.
Amen. And we pray for every man right now.
Yes.
We pray for every man that's on his prayer line in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Jamal, Pastor Anthony. We pray for every man that's on this prayer line on tonight. We pray for every man that's listening to the archives. We pray for every man that's connected to our churches. We pray for every man that's connected to our families. We pray for every boy child, every man child that's in our families that's represented on this prayer line on tonight. We pray for our sons. We pray for our nephews. We pray for our grandsons. We pray right now for our husbands. We pray for our brothers. My
God.
We pray for each and every man that's connected to each and every person that's on this prayer line on tonight. We pray for our fathers. And Lord, we thank you. We pray for our apostle. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in the life of every man. We pray for the men. We lift up the men on tonight. We pray for our sons. We pray for the boys and the men, every male on tonight, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every male in the name of Jesus. We pray for strength. We pray for holiness. We pray for discernment. We pray for self-control.
Yes.
We pray for, Father God, more fruit.
Come on.
We pray for the anointing to be released. We pray, Father God, for protection. We pray for wisdom. We pray for, Father God, financial stability. We pray, oh God, for mental stability. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for intellect. We pray, Father God, for every label to be removed. We pray for every schism and every diagnosis to be removed. We pray for divine health in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for every male that's on and connected to this prayer line on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that what the devil meant for evil, that you already turned that thing around, that it will not prosper. It won't work because you already have given each and every male victory through your blood.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank thank you and we praise you for the men. We thank you for Mr. Johnson. We thank you, Lord, for giving him peace and giving him, Father God, what he needs, stability. We thank you, Lord, for his wife. Lord, touch his wife, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every woman, every mother, every wife, every daughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for every female, every woman that's on this prayer line, God. I thank you for more faith, oh God. I thank you for stability. I thank you, Father God, for victory. Thank you for wisdom, God. Thank you for divine intellect. Thank you, Father God, for revelation, God. Thank you for the anointing, God. Thank you, Lord, for fresh fire, all men and women, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, order our steps.
Yes, Lord. We need
order our steps. Show us the way to go.
Yes.
Show us what to do, God. I pray right now for Rita Lee, Rita Pearl, oh God.
Lord,
Lord bless her, even as she pressed her way to the prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, bless her in her coming and her going. Lord, we bind up every distraction that's in Rita Lee's, Rita Pearl's vicinity.
Yes, God.
We bind up every distracting spirit that's been sent against her assignment. We bind up every distracting spirit that's trying to get her off course and stop her from focusing. And we declare breakthrough over her life, even as she's studying, that she will have victory in her studies, that she will be able to finish her studies, that she will be able to pass every test, that she will be able to retain the information, that she will grow in your word, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for open doors. We thank you for provision. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for promotion. We just thank you, Lord, for every person on this line, oh God, has believed in you for promotion. God is speaking promotion, 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 promotion. God is speaking about promotion and provision on tonight. He says, I am the Lord that promotes. I am the Lord that provides. Amen. Hallelujah. I am Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, your provider, the all-sufficient one. I'm moving, I'm moving, I'm moving, I'm moving. I'm moving in the midst of turmoil. I'm moving in the midst of confusion. I'm moving in the midst of lack. I'm working behind the scenes. Romans 8:28. Now we know that in all things God works for the good of those who are called by his name according to his purpose, those who love him. Oh my God, and are called by his name according to his purpose. God has a plan for your life. The devil has a plan, but God's plan is greater. You gotta walk into your greater. Walk into what God has for you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But keep looking at God. God says, keep your eyes stayed on me. Don't focus on the situation. Don't focus on the problem. But focus on me. Keep praising me. Keep worshiping me. Keep obeying me. Keep serving me. Keep pressing towards me. Greater is coming. Greater is coming. Greater is coming your way. A greater release. There's getting ready to be a greater release. Somebody needs to hear God on tonight. There's get ready to be a greater release in your house. There's get ready to be a greater release in your house. My God. There's get ready to be a greater release. So, Lord, we thank you for the greater release
thank
on tonight.
God.
In the name of Jesus. Glory. So, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way, oh God. In the life of each and every person, my mother, Mother May Thomas, Sister Carmen, a God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The Tracy and Tanisha Johnson, oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. And Sister Maria, Sister Barbara, my God, Pastor Jamal, Mama Koshelikinaba, Sister Carmen, Nana Keshelikinaba, everybody that's a prophetess Michelle, everybody that's connected, myself, Pastor Anthony, Mama Koshelikinaba, every member of New Creation, Mama Kanolo Koshelikinaba, every member of our families, A.K. Shalamaluth, our Sister Teach Cece, Mama Koshelikinaba, and our sister Yvette, favor. I declare favor over this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Favor is waiting for you tomorrow. Favor is waiting for you by the end of this week. Favor, release of God's blessings, supernatural breakthrough, favor. God says, I'm releasing favor.
Thank you, God.
I pray for my sister Renee. I thank you, Lord. I pray for Jackie and Gary, my siblings.
Yes.
Mama, I pray for your brothers and sisters. Come on, call out their name. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our siblings, our kids. Pray for your kids. Call out your kids' names. Every name is being called out right now. Call out the names of your children. Every child has been called out. Every name. Put the prayer request out there. Every name. Your spouse, your husband, your wife, your mama, your grandchildren. Come on, nieces and nephews. Pray for every name. We lift up every name. Your parents, come on. We lift up every name that's being called out into the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every name. Fanny and Aunt Doshi. Mama, Corshelele, Aunt Laura. Come on, Aunt Josephine. Mama, Corshelele, Mama. Every name in the name of Jesus. We lift up the name above every name in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. We thank you for a supernatural move on this prayer, Lord. Touch New Creation Church.
Every member.
Every member. Increase. Let us grow in you as we grow in number, God. Let us grow in you as we grow in number. Let revival hit the house. We pray for revival. We pray for souls being saved. Lives being changed, the captives being set free.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
that
the fruit will remain.
Yes, God.
Lord, we lift up every family tonight, every family, every marriage, every child, every grandchild, every Father God, everyone connected to that family. So we thank you for the family on tonight.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we thank God as we talked about that scripture, bearing fruit. We know that there's a lot of fruit and productivity on this line, Pastor.
Yes.
And I thank God that the word is remaining and Jesus is in control in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So he says, remain in me. And that's what this prayer line is all about. It's all about Jesus.
Yes.
We're praying in that name above every name.
Yes,
amen.
God.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We lift up Cloud Nine Church.
Yes, God.
Pastor Jamal, Pastor Gail, Father God, every member in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank you. Hallelujah, God, that glory. That would be a temple, Father God, a tabernacle for your goodness.
Yes.
Thank you for the ecclesia, the called out ones, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that would come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the community, out of the community, in the city, out of the city. Those that would connect with this great pastors, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, give them everything that they need in this season, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the preached word. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the prophetic word. Thank you for the apostolic prophetic oil that's in that house, in the name of Jesus. So God, let it flow. Goodness and mercy, anoint their heads with oil daily in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you will build that house and you will get the glory. Let them be your stewards, God. Let them be your man and woman servant, serving with power in that community and making a difference, God. Let it be a lighthouse for those in darkened area. Let it be a hospital for those who are hurting and wounded. Let it be, Father God, a place of transition for those coming out, re-entering. Oh, let it be a place of healing for those addicted and strung out. Let it be a place, God, hallelujah, where they can find restoration in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So I thank you for Pastor Jamal, Pastor Gail, that you would do a new thing, God, in the earth realm through them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. If you're so led, please go to our website, amen, and sow a seed in Jesus' name. God bless.
Yes,
hallelujah. Word Wednesday tomorrow. It's going to be Pastor Rebecca's going to talk into the women's lives. You don't want to miss it, amen. It's going to be awesome. To God be the glory. Word Wednesday, and the focus is on women tomorrow night. Sunday, 12:30 p.m., 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, in the city of Hillside. We start at 12:30 sharp. Please come if you're in this local area. Bring someone to church with you. It's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. And this Sunday, we have Children's Church. So if you have a child under the age of 18, It's going to be a blessing for them to come to Children's Church in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Good night. God bless you.
This
good
keeps
night,
me God going. Bless. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
God, don't do it.
Oh, we've been made.
Oh, we do it for a night.
else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You make it through it.
About your future.